IVM.
Welcome to the Origin of Things. A vehicle unlike any other. You know, I've done many episodes of the Origin of Things and I've covered all kinds of brands. Food, alcohol, sportswear, B2B, websites, underwear, but have actually never spoken about a vehicle brand. And that's what we're going to be speaking about today, a vehicle. A one-of-its-kind vehicle, perhaps even before its time. Strap in. So the actual makers of this vehicle are unclear, but what we do know was that there's a company called the SCC, was instrumental in helping with many of its aspects. Don't worry too much about what SCC stands for. That's not important right now. But all you need to know was that this company wasn't exactly one of great repute, for they often prioritized fancy technology and glitzy marketing over actual usability or even safety. Their past efforts included lifts, toaster ovens, drink machines, vacuum cleaners, massagers. None of which really worked well despite the boldest proclamations of their marketing department. In fact, it was once remarked of this company, their fundamental design flaws are completely hidden by their superficial design flaws. However, it was the SCC's version of artificial intelligence and premature robotics that somehow together led to a massive breakthrough enough to build a technology called IID. This new technology was something scientists had always assumed would be theoretically possible, but never actually thought would be developed in practice. Voila, the SCC, those mavericks, somehow managed against all odds to not just build the IID, but pitch it as the main technology for a vehicle, a very ambitious vehicle. Again, this was a vehicle well before its time. It had video screens and controls and had audio equipped by the British speaker manufacturer Tannoy. It was described by its two most famous visitors as rather smart. Other reviews include undulating curves, mind-bogglingly beautiful, spacious, cheerful and sunny, and that's just a select bunch of the many rave reviews this astonishing piece of transport earned. While its two most famous visitors might have just called it rather smart, its most important visitor was its owner. Let's just say he was someone from the government, a maverick someone from the government who was wont to take this amazing vehicle and go off slyly without even bothering to tell anyone of his whereabouts. So sly was he that many have called him two-faced. So, what is this vehicle then? You know, I started this episode by saying I've done many episodes of The Origin of Things, and I have, I guess, 41 so far, which makes this number 42. Congratulations, you are now human. Which is an important number. Wikipedia tells me that 42 is a pronic number and an abundant number, and its prime factorization of 237 makes it the second sphenic number and also the second of the form 23R. It's a fascinating number, the atomic number of molybdenum, the number of territories ancient Egypt was divided into, the number of generations, the gospel of Matthew's version of the genealogy of Jesus, the statutory price of gold per fine troy ounce since 1973 in US dollars set by law, and it is the highest possible hypothetical efficiency of converting mass to energy as per E equal to mc square. Indeed, an accomplished number. But perhaps it's most famous in popular culture for being the answer to life, the universe and everything. Which was the question posed to an enormous supercomputer called Deep Thought. No, not the chess champion supercomputer, but the one that inspired that one's name. My audience right now is completely two factions. One who has absolutely no idea what I'm blabbering on and on about, and those who know exactly where this is going 30 seconds into this episode. If you fall into the former camp, I'm sorry. I only have a recommendation. After you finish listening to this episode, kindly head to a bookstore, virtual or otherwise, for I have a very specific book recommendation for you. A book featuring two visitors aboard the one-of-a-kind vehicle, which was made using a revolutionary new technology developed by a miscreant company with a famous marketing department, which was once described as a bunch of mindless jerks who were the first against the wall when the revolution came. A company called the SCC, or Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, which developed a technology called the IID, the Infinite Improbability Drive, which powered the vehicle, which is unlike, as the title of this episode promises, any other, the Heart of Gold, which was a spaceship owned by a very important man, the president of the galaxy himself, Zaphod Beeblebrox, who, if you recall, I described as two-faced, and that can be said quite literally, for he had two heads. The vehicle's most famous visitors, however, were Ford Prefect and Arthur Dent, the protagonists of the book that made the number 42 iconic beyond his association with molybdenum Einsteinian physics and Egyptian folklore. A book whose name was inspired by a travel book while the author was traveling around Europe, drunk in a field near Innsbruck in Austria, looking up at the sky, then at his travel book, and back up at the sky again, and then proclaiming to his friends, you know, someone should really write The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Rest in peace, Douglas Adams, you hoopy fruit. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode of The Origin of Things. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.